Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. We appreciate you all for tuning in with us today. Just bear with us. I'm trying to get this chat room up and running here. But, yeah, we thank you for calling in today and, you know, listening in and all of that good fun stuff. Today we will be doing an atheist roll call. We want to know who you are and where you are and what's happening with your organization there. So today you're here with me, Kimberly Ville of Black Freethinkers, and Mandisa Thomas of Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta. Yay!
Yay!
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, again, we're here to challenge you to think and live for yourself, not convert you. And we also
walk by sight, not faith.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, again, we're just happy to have you here. We want to thank all of the people that will be in the chat room once Blog Talk Radio fixes this issue here, this glitch, the people that are listening to the archives, the people that are calling in. You know, we thank you all for, you know, the support that we've, you know, gotten over the past several months. And it's just been overwhelming. So this is one of the reasons why we decided to open up today to kind of let everyone call in and tell us about their events and what's happening. But first, Mandy, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, what's coming up with you guys?
Yes. Next week is the American Atheist Regional Atheist Meet, which will be taking place at the Sheridan Suite, Cypress Creek in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, from December 16th through the 18th. And I will be one of the speakers as well as a panelist on the diversity panel. And I will also be participating in the Critical Eye podcast with Blair Scott. And I think Tom Hand is still one of the hosts. Ben Burchell and I were guests on their show in March, on their March edition. And it's going to be very exciting. It's very much looking forward to meeting more non-believers of all colors, as well as speaking upon the condition of religion in the Black community, and that will be what I that will be the main focus of my topic. And then we have the New Year's Eve party coming up December 31st in collaboration with Ayanna Watson and Black Atheists of America in College Park, Georgia, December 31st. Tickets are only $20 to that event, and we are selling them online. You can go to Black Atheists of America's website, and there is also a link on Black Nonbelievers' website in order to register for the party early. So we look for, next year, there's the Reason Rally that will be taking place in Washington, D.C., along with the American Atheist National Convention, which follows. There is the African Americans for Humanism Conference that's coming up, and there are other events that will be taking place in 2012, and as we receive information about them, we will keep you updated.
Exactly. Fantastic, and I am so looking forward to, you know, all of the events that are coming up. And, you know, hopefully, you know, you all will be taking a video camera, because I would actually really, well, I've already told you this, that I want to see your presentation. So I'm just really excited and happy for you. So, hey.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you already know this. Come on. But, yeah, you know, definitely that. And for everyone else, again, you know, you have the Reason Rally in March. And that's coming up. As a matter of fact, I am about to put the information into the chat room now that I finally got it up and running here. And
awesome.
Put that information out there. But,
yes.
You know, the Reason Rally, you all look out for that information. In addition to that, in either the end of April, beginning of May, the African American for Humanism will have their conference, and it will be in Chicago. So more information is coming forth from that particular conference there, and we're trying to give you as much notice as possible so that you all can start making the proper arrangements. And, again, we're looking forward to seeing you guys, and it should be fantastic. Again, you know, just really looking forward to, you know, what's coming up this next year. So that is a wonderful thing. It's a great thing. And so today we wanted to open up an atheist roll call so that people can call in, because there's been so much coverage
yes.
over the past few weeks about, you know, atheists, you know, in general. And, you know, this is open to everyone. And, you know, we want people to call in. As a matter of fact, I think we have Frank on the line now. Are you there, Frank?
All right.
Hey,
Frank, how you doing?
Yes. Good night, Daniel. How you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good. Finally connecting, finding some atheists around my area finally. It's hard trying to find them, but I did a little debate at a Pizza Hut here a few days ago, and, like, just, like, put everybody in their place, and then a brother came up to me and, you know, shook my hand and told me, like, I've been meaning to say stuff like that for long time, but I didn't have the balls. he's been in the closet about it for a while, and I had him as a friend and stuff, and I just went and talked to him again last night.
Awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
It's coming around here. I mean, it's like not really that many here that I know of, but, you know, just finding him like that, there's more people. You just got to, you know, search out the time. A lot of people that's not as brave as everyone else is to go out, because, like, this state here is, like, very religious Christianity totally. And if you're not with that, you know, you're outcast. And, I mean, that's a big step for a lot of people to make to not want to accept Christianity anymore, because they know their family, their friends, their girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever is going to, you know, shun them for that.
Right. And one thing I want to say is that it, especially in your area, I'm very, very happy that, you're able to find other non-believers and atheists in your area. Again, and one of the premises of why, you know, Black Non-Believers was founded is because it's not necessarily that they aren't out there. It's just that they're not speaking up because of the, you know, because of, you know, the influence that religion has on people. So a lot of people are quiet about it. They're afraid to come out and question. And people just need to know that we're here. People just need to know that, you know, they're not alone with how they think and how they feel, and that there are others who understand. There's always someone out there. And it just takes a matter of finding them, getting the time together and, you know, and linking up and, you know, whether it's online or in person, more in person now than ever, so that now people, that our numbers will increase, and people will know that we're here, we're not going anywhere, and we're going to continue, you know, to question and continue to speak up about the doubts that we had about religion. So
yeah.
Kudos to you, Frank, for, you know, for taking that initiative.
We need it right here. It's just so hard for me, because I'm like the only person around here really to, you know, step out, but it really worked that night. I went in the Pizza Hut, and I started getting questioned about some stuff. Somebody seen my Facebook, And, you know, they wanted to try and put me on the spot in front of people like I was going to freeze up. And I just told them all about themselves and how flawed that stuff is. And blew their minds and stuff. You know, they couldn't answer anything. They tried to do it. They're like, oh, I'm around a whole bunch of Christians. I'm gonna surround you and I'm going to crush you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One of you on, one by one, all together. I ain't running from none of you. I went and put it on him. And he just came out. He was working in there. He just came out and shook my hand, like, you know, he like, he feel me, you know, he feel all that, but he just could never say it.
Right.
Like, you had some balls going in, you know, say like that. It's not like I came in, like, blaring atheism or nothing. I mean, people just, you know, come. I just more like, just be like, death mode with, I mean, if you come out and then trying to put me on front streets or trying to, you know, make an impression for something, then I'm going to go ahead and place.
Right. Well, the number, the call-in number is 310-982-4273. Again, that's 310-982-4273. If you would like to speak with us, you can press 1 to let us know. 301, you're on the line. Ask who's calling.
My name is Phil Jones. I'm calling from Laurel, Maryland.
Hi, how are you, Phil? Welcome.
Oh, thank you. First of all, I appreciate the show you guys are doing. And I'm not sure if this is going to be put out, but Mr. Don Wright, he's an author. He wrote a book called The Only Prayer I'll Ever Pray.
I'll Pray.
Yeah, it's yeah.
To
but
let
he,
my people go.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, I met Don on when we had the African-American secular group, at CFI group here at D.C., a couple of years ago, and he had the idea of having a day of solidarity on the last Sunday of every February, Black History Month, and basically just encouraging atheists, free thinkers, agnostics, or, you know, what have you, in your local area to get together just to have lunch or whatever you guys can come up with. And we did this last – I helped put it together last year, and we just had maybe, you know, 8 to 10 people show up at a local restaurant. To share ideas and experiences, et cetera. So I just like to put that out there. Maybe, you know, if you have if you put that out there in your local area, maybe you may have people come over. When we were having dinner, we had a couple people come over kind of curious about the group, and they were kind of glad to see us there too.
Awesome.
Excellent.
So that's the day of February, and last Sunday in February. Thank you.
Awesome.
Excellent. And Phil, what I wanted to let you know is if you go and look in our archives, you'll see that we had Mr. Wright on the show. We did a show with him. He was one of our guests. And Mr. Mario Dorsey co-hosted the show that day. And, you know, it was, you know, a fantastic conversation. And he is a great man. You know, I enjoyed the conversation with him, and I look forward to speaking with him again. But that book was an excellent read. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. It's still on my nightstand because I was planning on reading it again. But, yeah, Mr. Wright, yeah, wonderful man, and he's doing a lot of things for him to come out of the Baptist church. Because, you know, when you're born a Baptist, you die a Baptist, right?
That's right.
He's done, you know, a lot of wonderful work, and he's doing a lot of work in the Houston area with the Free Thought community. And, you know, we definitely wish him well. And, you know, and that's a pretty good idea. That's something that, you know, maybe, you know, we can, you know, talk to him about, and maybe we can promote that and collaborate together so that, you know, on the last Sunday of February, we can, you know, have that day of solidarity, you know, that transcends, you know, all barriers or differences that we may have, you know, whether, you know, and all the groups can come together. That's what I'm basically trying to say. So, no, that would be fantastic, Phil.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, like I said, yeah, it's all Mr. Wright's idea, and I'm just putting it out there so you can, you know, encourage the local, wherever you are, anybody can do this. So, keep up the good work. And, again, I appreciate the show.
Excellent, Phil. Do you have a group or a project that you would like to talk about?
I'm an atheist. I grew up Baptist. I'm an atheist. I live in Maryland. I'm a retired military pilot. I'm an airline pilot now, so I'm all over the place. But I belong to CFI here, and inside of CFI of D.C., we have an African-American secular humanism in
right.
the area. We meet occasionally, and we have, it's kind of fell off a little bit, but we have the Secular Family Network via CFI. We have people who have kids get together, and we do outdoor things. And for the first time also in the area, last summer we had Camp Quest. Camp Quest, they had the first one here in Virginia, and my oldest son, who was 10, attended that, and he had a great time there. So there's more and more things popping up. At that particular camp, we were the only African-American family there. But there was some diversity, but we were the only particular African-American family there. But there was an African-American camp counselor there participating in that. And that, I think that's only going to get bigger as time goes on. And also, one last thing is, at Howard University in D.C., Mark Hatcher, I believe his name, had the first secular group at a historically black university. I went to Norfolk State University down in Norfolk, Virginia, and I would love to have something like that when I was in school many, many years ago.
Exactly, and ironically, it is going throughout the country. They are visiting the HBCUs and attempting to establish chapters at different HBCUs. So they are rolling that out, as well as other colleges, because the university that I went to, I know they definitely have a secular society. But definitely, that's being rolled out, and they're pushing forth that, as we speak. So, no, that's a wonderful thing. So, yeah, that is Mark Hatcher. He's over there. This past week he's been interviewing a lot. There were a lot of interviewing going on, especially after the New York Times and the CNN article.
That's right.
So now, people
I was at that event. Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
Why don't you inbox me or send me an email? And, again, my email address is blackfreethinkers@gmail.com, because next year, do plan on doing a show of atheists in the military. You can be former military. Yeah, and
glad
I would love to. Have you as a panelist on the show. So, yeah, please hit me up with an email. And, Mandy, give everyone your email address as well, please.
Absolutely. The new email address where you can reach me is mandisa@blacknonbelievers.org. You can also reach us at general emails at www.blacknonbelievers.org. It's info@blacknonbelievers.org. You can also reach us at blacknonbelievers@yahoo.com. So there's no, there's definitely ways that you can't miss us.
Okay. Now, just to clarify, I can obviously rehear the show. I'm kind of slower writing this down. I can just get that information again.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
You too.
All right. You still with us, Frank?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you there? All right. Frank, and, you were talking earlier about how, in your area you were having a hard time finding people that were members of, the free thought community, if you will. And basically, did you find that getting a little easier? And that's the reason why we're promoting people to call in, so that we'll know where you are, because sometimes you do feel like you're by yourself. But, one thing that we do know is that we're not alone. There are plenty of us out here. Not everybody is out the closet, but that's okay. It takes time. We have to give people, the time and room to be themselves and to declare whatever it is they feel that they, need to declare.
Right.
Are you there, Frank?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So what group did you hook up with?
I got with the Caminettis and the brother I met with and the Pizza Hut. We're trying to do something a little later. We're gonna try to have a little dinner later, and like any other atheist in South Carolina, trying to reach me, Reddit Esoteric, Facebook, You know, I'm trying to find some more people around here. I know there's more. It's just, you know, you're scared to come out the box and stuff. But just understand it's a lot of out here, you know, and we can come and help each other and stuff. Like the brother, they are truck driving, right? And his appendix is ruptured on him, and he was stuck in the hospital when he just got out yesterday. And I've been helping him out, getting him around and stuff, you know, so he can take care of everything. It's good for us to know each other wherever we at, you know. Find out where everybody's at and stuff. You know, you got family there, because, I mean, a lot of times when you go ahead and accept atheism, you know, you get shunned from your family and stuff, but you got to recognize you still got a family out here. You just got to open up and, you know, get to know us, see where everybody at, because, I mean, I think I know somebody in, like, about every state in the United States and around the world now, you know. Wherever I know somebody somewhere, you know, and we need that, because it's like, you accept atheism depending on where you're at and stuff, you get shunned and separated from your family, and people don't want to talk to you and stuff, and you can't get that connection, because a lot of times people are having a real traumatic experience with the health thing also when they're so worried about that and stuff when they first cross over there. You know, there's a lot of weight on them, and they need somebody to be with them to, you know, to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and we have Mario Dorsey on the line right now. Mario
Yay.
Dorsey, member of Black Nonbelievers, and he's
yeah.
on the line. And, you know, basically, again, you know, we just want everyone to shout out where they are, the groups that they're, you know, involved with, any promotions or whatever they have coming up, whether it's a conference or maybe even a meeting or some type of meetup and all of that, because we want people to know where they can find other people, because sometimes, you know, that information isn't available or they haven't found it, because I know I've connected people with others in their areas that they didn't even know these people existed, and I said, oh, well, I know so-and-so over, you know, maybe in the same state, not the same city. My memory isn't that good. I can tell you what state you live in. But, you know, people are. So, you know, just let us know what's happening there. And, again, our telephone number to call in is 310-982-4273. Again, that's 310-982-4273. And I know Black Nonbelievers, they have a meeting every third Sunday of the month, correct, Sandy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do, and we are in a transitional phase where we are looking to expand our reach to other cities and help establish other groups in other cities. And, yes, Black Nonbelievers started as Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta, and that chapter will be revived. Yes, we do have meetings every third Sunday of the month where we have science presentations, we have the general discussions as it relates to nonbelievers in everyday life. I do sing, I'm just throwing that out there. And, you know, we just generally have a very good time. Our meetings are very lively and very fun, and just wanted to point the listeners into the archives for August of this year where you previewed our general meeting that month, and I certainly do appreciate it because we had such a good time. We had a lot of callers that called in and asked us some great questions about what we were trying to do, and it gave people a chance to really get to know us, and we're very appreciative of that.
Exactly, and for those of you in California, particularly the Los Angeles area, you have Los Angeles or L.A. Black Skeptics. We did a show with them about a month ago, and you can find that in the archives as well. One of the founders is Dr. Sativu Hutchinson, and she's the author of Moral Combat, and I did an interview with her a couple of months ago as well. Mandy was on that interview as
yes.
well.
Yes. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yes, exactly. So there are groups out there, and again, if you all have any questions, you know, you all can let us know. We can give you the information. We had someone on the line, they dropped, but they can call back, and, you know, we are definitely, you know, taking calls for people to be able to promote their groups and promote their events. And it's just interesting, you know, what has transpired, especially over this past year. We're having more and more people come out. There are more groups popping up, which is wonderful. And we need to, you know, work within these groups as well as some of the other organizations. You know, definitely collaboration is wanted and needed. So I'm just looking forward to next year. I believe next year is going to be more exciting than this year was.
Yes. So Mr. Mario has been a part of Black Nonbelievers since the beginning, and I really appreciate his membership, his camaraderie, and his participation and support. It has just been awesome for all of us. Do you want to share with us how you feel about the way things are going?
When I look at things, I see that, you know, especially 2011 was a major year for me personally, in which not only was I much more vocal about my atheism, but I came to become settled in it, in which I reached a level of comfortability in which, you know, it is a part of me just as much as anything else. And I see that being away is becoming, it's going to get that way too, especially with the new transitions, the new campaigns, the new ideas that are coming forth, you know what I'm saying, that are going to promote the group and take it far beyond where it started out to be. And I'm hopeful, I'm definitely hopeful for 2012 to be an incredible year for the organization and for everybody involved within it.
Awesome.
Exactly, and we can't forget Black Atheists of America, Ayanna Watson's group.
Absolutely.
For those of you in the New York area, I mean, and it's not just limited to your areas. If you live in other places, you can also still maintain a membership in any of these organizations. Black Nonbelievers of Chicago starts in January. And so, you know, we're definitely looking for people here. And, you know, I've been receiving quite a few emails. And we're working on putting some things together and just looking forward to next year because, you know, it's just a lot of opportunity out there. It's a lot of opportunity for us to be able to help people transition into free thoughts, help people in the local communities be solutions-based, you know, because we definitely want to be out there helping the community at large. You know, it's not necessarily just people who are non-believers, but you know, anyone who needs help, there are no restrictions on who we will help. We just want to, because it seems like
I think we lost Kim for a moment. Are you still there, Kim?
No, I'm here.
Oh,
can you hear
okay.
Me?
I'm sorry. Kind of faded out for a moment.
Oh, okay. Yes. No, basically, I was just saying, you know, being solutions-based, and we're basically going to be doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do. There are no restrictions. You do not have to be a non-believer to get help from us. You can be a believer. That's fine. We don't have an issue with that at all.
Yeah.
It's about helping greater mankind, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's about helping everyone.
Absolutely.
Right.
Exactly.
Remember, the call-in number is 310-982-4273. Please call in to shout out your organization or just to check in to let us know that you are a proud non-believer, atheist, agnostic, free thinker, whatever you choose to call yourself. You are amongst friends, you are amongst colleagues, you are amongst like minds in this mindset especially.
Exactly. We have a call from area code 989. 989?
Maybe
ask who's calling?
It's Roscoe from Michigan.
Hey,
well,
how are you?
So y'all don't believe in God, but y'all believe in monkeys, but y'all believe in.
can I get this one? I love y'all. Let me get him. You said because we don't believe in God that we the devil. We believe in the devil.
No, I don't think y'all believe in the devil. But if you don't believe in God, you gotta believe in
this name. You know what? This voice sounds so familiar.
Right.
What's up, Mandy? This sounds fine, man.
I knew it.
Ah,
getting locked and loaded on your ass, too, but.
I tried to switch my voice up.
Sorry. Gave yourself away. How's it going? Yeah, it's been a long time.
Pretty good. I was listening in. I seen the post on Facebook, so I just wanted to listen in.
Okay.
What y'all talking about today?
We're just, you know, we're just having people call in and just check in. You know, if you've joined an organization or if you know of one in your area, please shout it out. Or if you started one, let us know about that. Let us know of any events in your area or just general, you know, any concerns that you have, something that we might be able to help you with.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that is one concern. I always get that. And I always have to, like, if you don't believe in God, then what do you believe in? Or the first thing they'll say is, you know, I'll let them know, like, hey, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. Oh, so we just came from nothing. They're like, hold on. Atheism doesn't deal with creationism or, you know, how the world was created. It just deals with one question. That's all.
Right.
It's funny that I get that. I get all type of answers. So we just came from monkeys. I'm like, that's evolution. So you believe in evolution? I'm like, evolution doesn't require my belief.
Right.
You're God. Exactly. You know, so, that's about it, though. Just wanted to listen in.
Okay. Cool. So,
how you guys are doing.
Cool. What do you think about the most recent coverage that you've seen from the New York Times, from different other outlets? You know, CNN just covered our organization here in Atlanta.
Yeah, I've seen it. That's awesome. I think it's very progressive. I mean, we're going in the right direction, if anything. You know me, I support positive atheism, and that's what you guys have been doing. So it's going in the right direction.
Awesome. Great. Well, you know, we support you as well. You know, we serve as a support system, not just for people in the Atlanta area, but around the country and internationally. And one thing I can say is that I've been receiving correspondence from international people across the world, and I received some contact from people in Africa. There is an author, Adebowale Ajoro. He is the author of Echoes of Common Sense and the Crisis of Religion, and he's based in South Africa. And so it's not just as much as we know that religion is very prevalent and dominant over there, there are quite a few free thinkers and atheists over there. So it's just been great to have all of you and to have met all of you this year. It's just been so awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. It's been a fantastic year. And we have a few more callers on the line. Let's try to add everyone, you know, other people in here. Area code 205, you are now on the line. May we ask your name?
Hey, y'all. How you doing? This is Big Mike, a.k.a. Mikey Tata Nelson.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on? I was just calling to, say hey and say thanks for the support, Mandita, Kim, Black Free Thinkers, you know, everybody.
And where are you located, Mike? Let everybody know where you're located. What state?
Oh, okay. I'm in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
No. War Eagle.
Roll Tide. I know that. That's what I said. Roll Tide.
I got a cold right now, so if I sound stopped up, I apologize. But, for anybody who's in the West Alabama area or East Mississippi area, it's an online group, West Alabama Free Thought Association. You can find us on Facebook. I just became a member, I think, right before I became a member of Black Nonbelievers. So for anybody in that area who's looking for any online support, they got some events coming up. Don't quote me on, you know, when the events are or where they are. I work so much, I don't really have a lot of time to go to them, but I know they got some events coming up. But it's West Alabama Free Thought Association. You can find it on Facebook. And once again, thanks to everybody for the support and everything and helping me come out as an atheist and all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Excellent. And for those of you who have these groups and are members of different groups, please feel free to tag us so the information is on our page so that other people can find it and see it. We don't have an issue with that, so just go ahead and tag us so that the information is out there so people can find you. I just think it's important that we know who each other are and where we can find one another and move forward from there. So, yeah, please post that information. I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and so we have area code 314. Big Mike, you're still on the line, and your mic is still live. I'm just, you know, pulling another call in. Area code 314, may we ask who's calling?
Oh, this is Pianki. How y'all doing?
Hey, how are you?
You know, I put a question in the chat room. I want to know, do y'all have events like auctions or eBay-type events where I can get rid of all these tickets to heaven that I have involuntarily been you are bestowed with? You are blessed.
I wish. That might be, you know what? That would be a good idea for an event.
I got a lot of prayer cloths I can auction in there. Holy water.
Right.
And, you know, just
that's
for those who need some encouragement, you know, a long, long time ago, I said that I didn't believe in Jesus and, you know, all that stuff. I said it out loud, but to be truthful, which I waited until the clear sunny day and with no clouds in the sky. I didn't want to get struck by lightning.
Funny.
Well, you have to mix all this stuff with some fun, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But
yeah,
no,
I really
I think that you have a very good conversation, very good organization, if you have indeed turned it into an organization, but it's well needed. And, you know, I'm happy to see it and hope that you can expose some young people to it, too, so that they don't have to go through these challenges to make a decision in their life, which is time-consuming and also very troublesome. So when that point do come, they can just gloss right over it and keep on going.
Oh, awesome.
Exactly. And that's why I think it's important that those of us in the Free Thought community, that we can serve, you know, some of us can serve as examples to show them that, yes, you can be a free thinker or a non-believer and still be successful in life, that you're not going to be struck by lightning, as you put, and your life is not going to be just totally devastated because you're quote-unquote out of the will of God, which is one of the scare tactics that they like to use in the church. And, you know, when you leave an organization, you know, a church organization or what have you, and if something were to have happened to you, let's say you got a paper cut, they would say, well, God did that. God don't like ugly, and God did that because it's out of the will of God. And that is not the truth. And so that's why we're trying to dispel a lot of the scare tactics, a lot of the stereotypes, a lot of the things and the manipulations that, you know, the church folks use to keep people under mental subjugation. So, you know, we're working hard on all of that. We're working on a lot of different aspects on trying to free people. But one of the things, you know, we're trying to do is form these organizations so that people will know that they have an out, that we are offering a viable alternative. So,
and you know
again,
another thing too, also let them see you doing humane things, like participating in passing out food baskets during holidays. And even though you don't serve, you know, like me, about a week ago, it was raining and I seen this poor old guy and I passed him, but I circled the block and came back around and gave him $20. And he said, God bless you. I said, mister, I don't even believe in God. He said, okay. He sure didn't give me that $20 back.
Okay.
You know?
That's the thing that I can't grasp about religion, and I was just discussing that last week with this young lady again. Man, these, I'm telling you, it's always women that choose to talk to me about Christianity. But she was just like, well, what's so good about atheism? I'm like, it's really not about being good. Once again, that's only one question. But the thing is, I can be good to someone or I can do a good act and not expect something back in return or expect a punishment for not doing that good act. That's the beauty of it.
Exactly. We have area code, let's see here, 631 on the line. 631, may we ask who's on the phone here?
Hey, how you doing? This is Cool Veg.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, I've been a free thinker for as long as I can remember. And, you know, what I do is I categorize, because when people say atheist, there are many different type of atheists, just like there's many different type of religions, because it's on, you know, basically seemingly the opposite side. But Darwinistic atheist is the other side of the coin of religion. So when the free people who, you know, start thinking freely, the real analysis of someone who's a free thinker is to really keep reanalyzing yourself and then changing with a lot. Because if people study the evolution and look at the fossil record and, you know, read the book, Origin of Species, of the favored races. See, a lot of people don't know the full title of Darwin's book. They start to see that that is immensely flawed and is another control mechanism that's very similar to religion. It's very, very similar. It's actually, that's why I call it the other side of the coin. And I noticed what you're saying here, you know, you can promote your events. Anybody's in New York, I'll lecture next month, hopefully it goes the same, on, you know, people that have open minds that want to talk about ancient civilizations, inner earth theories, galactic empires, ET interventions, because I noticed you have some atheists that are mentally dead because the Bible and the Quran and the Torah have beaten them and have zombified people so badly that they run into the other hand of the controllers, which is Darwinistic atheism, and many other types as well. But the people that actually think, the real free thinkers, realize that, hey, you know, knowledge is still, but knowing is going to constantly keep changing. What we thought that we knew now should always be questioned and should always be growing and improving. And I don't see that with a lot of free thinkers. You know, there's
I guess my question to you would be, sorry, go ahead.
I'm kind of confused. I mean, I know what Darwinism is. I've actually, you know, taken biology and I understand evolution.
Have you read it?
My question is this, though. How do you feel that they're controlling as religion? I don't see Darwinism saying
that's
that
why
you go to
Have you read Darwin's book?
No.
Origin of Species?
We talked about his theories and everything.
No, I'm just asking a simple yes or no question. Have you read The Origin of Species? All right, you haven't, so you don't know a lot about Darwinism. You might have studied. I'm not saying nothing disrespectful or trying to take away from you. But
so
I'm
just
explaining
asking
that.
You, like,
and I explain this to a lot
controlling?
Of people that believe in evolution. If you have not read the book, then you don't know it. It's like the Christians and Muslims that we see that preach, and I say, well, have you read the Bible? And they haven't. A lot of them read certain parts that they like, and then they preach and try to zombify other people with it. Same exact thing. That's the commonality with Darwinistic atheists.
That's what I'm asking, though. Like, how is it controlling compared to religion?
All right, I'm explaining it right now. It's controlling in the way that the person doesn't even see it, that they haven't even read the book, just the way many religious people haven't fully read the book and reread it. The same thing with the Darwinistic atheist. That's the similarity right there, to show you that they haven't read the book, but yet they want to talk about Darwinism and this is what I believe. But you haven't even really read it.
But understand this, though. Like, evolution is a theory. Darwinism, from my understanding, that's totally different. I don't have to believe in evolution. It's an abundance of evidence that supports it. I don't have to believe in it. Belief and knowledge
Whatever.
Are two different things. Atheism
Whatever.
Is... a lack of belief.
Atheism, see, that's where people aren't thinking freely. Atheism is not a lack of belief. Religion has warped beliefs, the words, so bad that atheists, a lot of them, don't want to be called believers. But you do believe.
I don't get what you're saying.
You
like, it is
fact,
a lack of
belief
of God. It only deals with one question.
No. Could you let me finish? The atheists,
sure.
They believe. They believe in fact. So they're not non-believers. You know, you have to really not just study evolution, but you have to study the English language as well. Because you got to remember, everything that we're learning, that if you only speak English, is coming from that language. So you really got to know what's being said. You have to find out who is putting forth the Western ideology of evolution, because that's what most English people, English-speaking people, are going by. If you look, you ever notice when you look at the evolution chart with the apes going to the man, it goes straight from a bent-over guy to a white guy?
I've never seen this, a white
chart,
guy. I think
if you look at it. No, think about it. If you look at it, they're not putting in
still,
belief. Just allow.
I don't believe, excuse me, sir, I don't believe in facts. I don't have to believe in facts.
Oh, so you don't believe in
truth. Of that, listen.
So you don't believe in truth.
The perfect example of what I'm trying to say is if I were to fall off a building, I do not have to believe in the law of gravity. I am going to die. I do not
and
have to believe in the law of gravity.
Well, that's
he
the
knows
thing. All right.
Knowledge.
All right, let me ask you something. Do you know what the word belief means? Could you define the word belief for me? I just want to know what the definition of belief is. Because if you can't
you
define
better,
it right now, don't type or look in the dictionary. Tell me right from your mind what belief means.
From my understanding, belief is assertion without evidence, pretty much.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Belief,
what
is look it up.
Definition?
Belief comes from the Anglo-Saxon word to leaf, to wish. It's what you wish would happen. If you look into other languages where it stems from, some Slavic languages, it literally is that, to wish, to want, what you would like to be true. That's what belief.
Well, that's a great definition.
All right, now whether you believe it or not,
if I get on top of a building,
you
I'm not
building.
Going to wish.
Well, that's what you're saying. You're saying that, you know, you don't have to, you know, the law of gravity is still going to take effect. And I agree
exactly.
with that. But
that's
that doesn't change the fact that that is true. And if you don't want to, if you're saying, all right, I don't believe in facts. I don't wish in facts. Really,
no, I don't have to. I don't have to believe in facts.
You don't have. You definitely don't have.
It doesn't require
but
my
you don't
belief at all
facts
to be true
and understand them. Then you're never going to grow toward more truth.
Right. I'm sorry,
excellent.
Kim. Was...
Right. Yes. And you know, we thank you. And you know, he's recommending that we read the book Origin of the Species by Charles Darwin. And I just looked it up on online. So on the Origin of Species by Charles Darwin. Look that up, and we can read that, and then maybe we can, you know, discuss this a little bit later so that everybody will be on the same page, and we both had to read this particular book. But it's kind of hard to argue, you know.
There is no argument
suppose,
if you haven't read the book.
Can I
say something, though? Can I say something? I'm glad I'm the type of atheist who didn't give a fuck about that, because when I was coming up, I realized I didn't believe in religion because I simply could not grasp it. I simply could not entertain the ideas that are being put forth. Logically, I couldn't look at everything going on and say that I can believe this, and I could not accept any of the biblical allegories and Adam and Eve eating from a tree that was placed in the area that it should have been placed in the first place. I can't get into all that. So it didn't take science, it didn't take math, didn't take Darwin, didn't take Harris, Hitchens, anybody. I became an atheist because I came to the realization that either there is no God or God is full of shit because he's sitting there watching all this shit happen and he's doing nothing about it. That's it. That's
exactly.
all it took.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
I
you
respect
know,
that.
Yeah, and, you know, I made an assessment yesterday in talking to Melody Mitchell. I hope she's listening. I said, you know, any book that, you know, has talking snakes, talking donkeys, or any talking animals in it should automatically be considered fiction.
That's not true.
Right. I mean,
to kind of go over what I was just saying, though, also,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
What makes no sense to me is this: atheism is deals with one question. Agnosticism that deals with another question. Knowledge and belief are two different things. Like I was saying before, I don't have to believe in evolution to accept it as the truth. I don't
mm-hmm.
because it's based on evidence. I see more evidence. Now, as far as like we were just talking about Darwinism, I'm like when I go through evolution, it doesn't tell me that I have to pay a tithe and offering every week. It doesn't threaten me and say that I'll die and go to a place because I don't believe in evolution, or I'll go somewhere and live eternity throughout, you know, in happiness because I believe in evolution. So that's what I'm saying as far as control. It doesn't manipulate my imagination. It lets my imagination run rapid. It doesn't control my imagination, and that's pretty much it.
It does. Just the fact that you said you haven't read the book and you believe or you don't need to know and you can just say, all right, I don't need to know the facts, that by action proves that you're not being a free thinker at the moment.
But I know about evolution. I took a biology class and know about evolution.
Present the proof, because all of that comes from science that will say things on another side that is totally contradictory.
What's your evidence for that?
Just let me talk about the one fact when she talked about the snakes and the donkeys. For somebody, right? All right, if I told you there was a being that can electrify you, and you say, oh, man, come on, that's fiction. You know, there's no being that can electrify me to death. And there is. There's an electric eel that will electrify you to death. And until science finds it and tells you that you can believe it, that's when you'll believe it. And that's what holds most of the atheist mind, just like religion.
No, I totally disagree.
They look for scientific approval to be like, you had to
is dealing with one question. You're talking about being a skeptic.
The lady who said that she just, her common sense kicked in. That's more of
a
freak than somebody that needs to take a biology course, because her innate common sense kicked in. That actually goes way further than any evolution theory. Because it comes
being a skeptic, not an atheist. Has nothing to do with atheism.
You know, I thank you guys for debating the tenets of that particular book and the atheism and all of that. And we will have many, many more shows in which we can, you know, again, present our arguments and, you know, whatever premise or presupposition that you all may possibly have. But, again, you know, today's focus is we wanted to give people an opportunity to present information as to where they're located, who they are, what they represent. And, you know, we kind of want to stick with that there. You know, another organization that we neglected to, you know, we can talk about American Atheists. We have CFI out there, American, AHA, so on and so forth. We have a lot of different organizations out there. And, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we give everyone a chance to, you know, rep whatever it is that they happen to support or be a part of. We have area code 612 on the phone. And we have another free thought, Dr. Bev from Emotions Are Us. She's based in Florida, and she happens to be another free thinker as well.
Hey, Dr. Bev. There.
Hello?
Oh, no, I didn't know whether
Yeah, 612, I guess. We'll put them back on hold. We have 601 on the line. 601, are you there?
Yes. Hello. This is Eric from Common Sense Conversations. How are you guys?
Hello, Mr. Eric.
Yes, Eric from Common Sense Conversations. He has his own show here on Blog Talk Radio, and he's from good old Mississippi.
From the great state of Mississippi.
So tell us a little bit about your show, Eric.
Okay. Common Sense Conversations is a show that just basically breaks, we're trying to break the myth that common sense is so rare that it's a superpower. That's the tagline that we just talking about different situations, different subjects, trying to get to the, not necessarily always trying to resolve issue, but making sure that people can open the door to have conversation about it, not to the point where we're so far apart where we're butting heads and we feel like, well, I can't talk about this because either I don't know or because I was told that I shouldn't talk about it. So we talk about a lot of different subjects, from obviously religion to politics to finance, health, sex. If you ask me to talk about it, I will talk about it. And just open the door to it. Whether you believe it or not, bring it to the table. So that's basically what Common Sense Conversations is.
Awesome. When you're not threatening Kim and I.
Oh, yeah. So I did not call today to threaten you guys. I did not call. Normally I would call and threaten. I'm trying to be nice, man. I've not harassed you or Kim in the past couple of days, if you've noticed.
No, you haven't. That is very true.
I have my moments of calmness and stillness, but I wanted to jump on, and I was listening to the show. I want to say great show. I think it's important that we do take the time to kind of say, you know, who we are, where we're from, and where I'm, you know, what we represent as far as that. I don't belong to any particular organization. Kim was nice enough to point me in the direction of two organizations that are here in Mississippi that I did not realize that were here, but I don't belong to any particular organization. I thought I'd take the time and call in and check in.
Excellent, and you know, you're a welcome guest anytime. And again, Eric's show, he's doing a series on the N-word, and you have to go and check out the archives. I haven't been able to catch the show live, but I'm going to work on that. But yeah, he has a very good show, and some of the subject matter is, you know, sometimes provocative, but there are subjects that definitely need to be discussed. And, you know, great young man doing a lot of good work, so you all keep an eye out for Eric there from Common Sense Conversations. You can find him on Blog Talk Radio. And, Eric, I'm going to leave you on the line, and let's pull this unknown caller in.
Okay.
Unknown caller, are you there?
Bill Collector.
Yeah, may we ask who it is? Unknown caller? Your name, please? Okay.
Whoa.
They're a tad bit busy there, so we'll put them back on hold. But, yeah, guys, so, you know, definitely, you know, we thank all of you all for calling in and letting us know, you know, who you are and what stuff you did. The call-in number, again, is 310-982-4273. Again, that's 310-982-4273. And press 1 if you would like to speak with us. And you can Skype. You have to go to the homepage, the Black Freethinkers homepage, and there's a Skype button there. So if you push the Skype button, you should be able to Skype into the show. So just kind of, you know, to let you guys know that's how you can utilize the Skype function there. But, yeah, we have another call on the line, area code 973. May we ask who's calling?
Yeah, hi. This is the guy that was didn't have a question, but now I do have a question.
Okay.
It's fascinating. You know, I respect everybody because you're very using your intelligence. I would like to know what everybody has a reason for coming to their conclusions, and I'd like to know what ties you all together. Like, what was it that happened to everyone that led them to the conclusion? Something that happened in your life, or just disbelief that sounded fantastic.
What conclusion do you mean, though?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Which conclusion do you mean, though?
The conclusion that you say that, you know, you're an atheist or you don't believe in a higher power or a creator, as it were.
Well, for me, I can't answer for everybody, but for me, what led me to atheism was reading the Bible itself. Some of the things I mentioned before, as in being completely illogical. And you're talking about a being intelligent enough to create an entire world and universe in a particular harmony, but he wasn't smart enough to not put the tree in the damn garden. Then he also created a serpent for some reason was already bad from the jump because he told a secret he wasn't supposed to tell, which ruined everything. And then he decided a couple thousand years later that I done fucked up. All these people are evil. I had to kill everybody to correct this mistake. You know, if water can rain for 40 days, Think about this. Why does it need to rain 40 days and 40 nights to drown a human that can be killed in about 6 minutes in water if he's drowned? You know what I'm saying?
You made me come up. So you made me think of another question. I retract that question. I think my question really is, you help me, is that, okay, because the Bible is a fairy tale, which I agree with, what led you to the conclusion that there is no creator? Like, we know the Bible is, you know, it's just a book and somebody wrote it.
Now, please answer that.
Personally, I stopped questioning whether or not there is one and saying I don't care if there is one because if there isn't one, okay, that means humans are doing all these things to themselves. If there is one, that means he's sitting back watching us do these horrible things to each other, and therefore that's even worse. He has the power to stop it, but he just doesn't for whatever cosmic plan he has. That's horrible to me. It doesn't matter to me if there's a God.
But you're jumping to the conclusion that a creator is supposed to do something else besides create.
You don't think he should?
You understand? No, I'm just saying you are jumping to the conclusion that a creator is supposed to do something besides create. Like, in other words, if I write a painting, right, I'm the painter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean I come and keep changing the painting.
He's talking intelligent
different.
Design. He's talking.
Huh?
He's talking intelligent design.
Thing. That's a completely different, like, metaphor. So what do you think a God should do other than create?
Right.
I don't know what a God should do.
I'd like to add something about his question. Now, with the Bible, like I was speaking about, and the Quran and the Torah and other holy books, to totally dismiss it as a fairy tale is to throw away the knowledge of it. So there are stuff in there. If you read it, you start to see that it doesn't just end at humans. It doesn't go from microbes to humans. There are things
that are more advanced than humans. It's a fable, and fables have value. I understand that.
No, it's not a fable. See, the only fable is that you don't want to listen to the evidence. The evidence of
it's not a fable.
Like,
you talked about
40 days, 40 nights wasn't to kill humans. If you would have read the Bible fully, you would find out that was to kill the giant.
A fable is just an allegory.
Hey, I'm confused.
I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying that is not right. It wasn't a 40 days, 40 nights of rain to kill the humans. It was to kill something that was more powerful than the humans.
I'm confused.
Are you talking about the angels that made it with the humans and made superhumans?
Why
would angels sperm produce giant humans? I don't even get that. Why would angels sperm produce giant humans?
Okay, how about the archaeological evidence of human bones that are 16, 15, 12-foot humans? As far as
That's
even 20-foot humans, they found femurs and stuff. And if you go check out these archaeological sites, I'm not saying what the Bible says everything is true. But there's stuff in there that if you look into it, you start to say, wait a second, some of this corroborates with the archaeological evidence. And not to mistake it to say, now everything is true in there because we found something. No, but there is things that are out there that are more powerful than humans and actually controlling humans. Because if you look at political structures in countries, the only thing that can explain that is something behind the scenes that's more powerful than humans. And the whole thing about the Bible and the Quran and the Torah, it has a common theme. Something is trying to rule us through fear.
But in many of those cases, it has been proven to be fraudulent.
I agree, some of it is fraudulent. But when you look at the Garden of Eden story, people, even atheists, think that they were thrown out of the garden because they ate from the tree of knowledge, that the so-called God, which if they really read it, it says, let us cast him out of the garden. Us.
Yeah, I did say that. That's the rumor.
You can say it's a rumor. That's just ignorance. That's your ego speaking. I'm telling you what it says.
Wow.
I'm not saying that I agree with it.
That is
wow. No, you can't even listen to me say it. That's what I'm saying. Let me say it.
Well, I'm hearing
you. They were thrown out. They were thrown out. They were in a tree.
Can we trying to speak, everyone? Can
we
trying to speak?
We're not here to have Bible study, and I understand where you're coming from.
No, it's not Bible study. I'm expressing to you not from a non-biblical point that – when you look at, all right, there's one part. The humans start working together. They build the Tower of Babel. the sons of the gods look down on them and say, now that man worked together, they can do anything. So we got to go down
okay,
there.
I don't believe
it. So something in the Bible, the Bible is extremely contradictory. It's extremely contradictory.
Like
it's some
kind of
something doesn't want.
All right. Are you, hello?
I don't believe you.
Yes, I'm still here.
I probably don't belong.
I don't have to believe
okay.
you.
I don't,
and,
can I stop saying I don't believe you?
Right. And, you know,
away,
I don't
man.
Necessarily believe
I
in any
talk
of
to
that
the brother.
As well. Just
I want to talk to the brother
book,
I was talking
that doesn't
to.
Doesn't make it true. I mean, just because it's in the book.
And that it doesn't
book,
make it untrue,
make
just
it
because
true.
You don't believe
I want to address.
It.
I want to address what the brother said.
Go ahead.
It seems like what I'm hearing is that the brother is like, he's dissing God, if there is a God, because God is not helping people or God is letting people suffer. But that's like creating a God. He's creating his concept of what God is by saying, damn you, God, because you're not helping. See, I, as a free thinker,
no,
I can say
no,
I don't
no,
know
no.
what God a God is supposed to do. I don't know God's no. role. You understand?
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. No. That's BS right there. That's BS right there. You mean to tell me you accept the idea that this being has the power to eradicate every amount of human suffering there is instantly whenever he chooses to, but he chooses not to simply because he doesn't have to, and you're okay with that?
Oh, definitely
saying,
not. It sh- if you
I'm
read
saying,
the holy books,
on,
it shows
hold on,
you that
second,
being,
Bible
not, not the
on,
one God, the beings
Bible
are
man,
not
hold on
good.
A second.
They're not good.
Bible man, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
I'm not Bible man.
Look,
yeah, look don't, please, don't disrespect me for that. You can call me Cool Veg, you can call me Sid, but there's no need for disrespect, brother. You can call me
I'm
Sid or Cool Veg. It's not Bible man. Because I've read more than you, doesn't call me Bible man. It's just that
wow,
I want to find
a
the
lot
truth.
Of assumptions.
No. You assumed you made an ass of you and me. Please don't assume.
Okay,
wow.
Okay. Can
hey,
we please?
Ego. Hey, man.
Please don't assume, brother.
It's fool. It's fool to hear all these egos, for real.
Right. And it all basically boils down to, this is not the subject matter. Moving on.
Yes.
Area code 857. You are on the line. 857, and we ask who's calling.
Hi, this is Ken Grandison up in Boston. Thank you very
much, Ken.
For shutting that down because it's a waste of time. So that was a total
exactly.
waste of time to talk about all this crazy talk, okay? This is not the time and place. Use Facebook for that. You only have a limited amount of time here. Y'all are trying to get something done. You know, I know y'all want to be democratic, but, you know, y'all
yeah.
need to have the hammer. And when somebody
yeah.
starts just going off talking random crap, you need to shut them down. That was a waste of time.
That's why I said I don't believe.
Anyway, back to the subject at hand, which was, I think, you know, where are folks calling from? What are they involved in? You know, my name is Ken. I'm not actually affiliated with any organizations, although several years ago I used to have some black humanist meetups, but I actually was just asked to potentially facilitate a monthly discussion on black humanism. At a local humanist group, which I'm not going to name because I'm not sure if I'm going to do it yet. but I just wanted to say, you know, so great to you know, see and hear more folks coming out of the woodwork and, you know, speaking up, folks sharing ideas, letting folks know it's all right to not believe in, to not believe that people thousands of years ago who had less knowledge than our school children today about the world had somehow got it right about things that we still can't figure out. You know, it's good to hear, especially more black folks, saying, hey, I don't believe these things, and, you know, I'm still a good person. I'm still the person, your son, your mother, daughter, father, whatever. You know, I'm loving the stories, the articles in The Root that are running in The Root, because that's
uh-huh.
you know, somewhat of a mainstream, I guess, black publication. Totally loving it. Loving the coverage on black atheists, in The Times. Major props to all you guys who got interviewed. It's just a great time to be a black non-theist. Of whatever term you choose to call yourself,
Exactly.
And that's it, you know, it's great.
Exactly. And no, I was just going to say, it's fantastic because we have more people coming out. We have more people seeking us out. And, you know, again, that's why it's so important that not only are we visible, but, you know, as we get more and more into the community, there are some people who do not necessarily have access to the Internet or they don't know what to search for, the terminology or the language. And as we get out there and people can ask questions and they'll see a real person and they can ask us questions. And, again, with the coverage that's been happening, it's been absolutely phenomenal. And like I said, this is only the beginning. It's a lot more coming down the line. You all are going to be amazed at some of the stuff that's happening. But, you know, we're really excited about it. And, yeah, we need to be out there. We need to be visible. We need to be touchable, if you will. We need to show people that we can do the right thing because it's the right thing to do, not because we have this implied threat from some higher being that may or may not exist, according to who you speak to. But, again, yeah, this has been great, the coverage, and we're moving on. We're moving on.
Thank you so much for calling, Ken. It's nice to hear your voice. You post a lot of valuable information online and on Facebook, and, you know, it's just been great, and it's good to finally hear you for the first time.
Thank you, and thank you folks, you know, especially, I was going to say, well, some of the ladies are out in the forefront now, but I'm thinking like Mark, you know, who set up the Secular Society at Howard. You know, I want to thank all you guys who are more social than me because, you know, as with many free thinkers who might not be joiners, and that's, you know, I'm such a non-joiner that, you know, like I said, I used to have these little meetups, but I stopped doing that. You know, it seems like some folks who are just more better inclined to, you know, to do social things are moving forward, and that's fantastic. I'm you know, support you guys. All over and great. Thanks a lot. You know,
thank you, Kim.
You know. Anytime. Feel free to call in anytime. We appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. And we're going to try our unknown caller again. Unknown caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Am I on?
Hi. May we ask who called?
I'm on there. I couldn't get on a few minutes ago. I got the one where you asked, how did you come to the conclusion?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really have to. I didn't have to come to a conclusion because I wasn't indoctrinated as a child. They
right.
tried to indoctrinate me as a teenager, so it was really kind of like a salesman showing you their product and turning it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I didn't really have to do a lot of. I didn't have to do a bunch of thinking or studying. It was just kind of like, well, I don't like these jeans. I'm going to put them back on the rack.
Right, and I think that if more people look at religion and these beliefs in that way, then people will be a whole lot better off. I, like you, was not indoctrinated into belief per se. And I grew up reading about different, you know, about different mythology, you know, Greek, Roman, some African. And to me, the gods were just that, these fictional gods. And so when it came to Christianity and Islam, I couldn't understand why these people believe in this actual God as being real, and the others were just considered fiction. You know, what made their God more real than the rest of them? And so, yeah, like when they try to present their God, to me, I'm just like, well, he's no different than the others, so no thank you.
And then while my Skype was messing up and I was having trouble getting on, I heard the guys talking about, like, angels mating with humans and making super giant humans, and they found bones that may support that. It's like that. Well, that's the thing about science, you know, that's only one idea. Like, that could also just be an old civilization of humans that had better diets. You know, maybe they just got a lot of calcium and protein, and they just got big, and that was just that group of people, like Samoans. They're just big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then,
the reason why, you know, when the young man was speaking, you know, the terminology for that in the Bible is Nephilim. And those were the people or the children that were produced when the angels and the humans consummated their relationship and produced an offspring. And, again, there's been a lot of talk about the Nephilim, where they came from and all of that.
And, again, he was talking about the bones and all of, you know, the archaeological evidence that they claim to have found. And it's been proven to be fraudulent. It's been proven to be fraudulent. And, again, there's a lot of world out there. There's a lot of ground to cover. I mean, we still have societies that are underwater that are starting to surface. And there's no telling what we may find. But until there is empirical evidence, it is subject to be scrutinized, subject to be scrutinized and dismissed because there is no evidence telling us otherwise. And that's not to say that it hasn't happened or it didn't happen. It's just that at this point in time, no one can prove it.
Yeah, everybody is so arrogant, and people want themselves to be right that they look at anything as evidence to their answer.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like when he was talking to me, I'm just like, I can't assume, I can't make an assertion. Like, for one, I'm not going to make an assertion without evidence in the first place. But it was just, as man decent know my phrase, and it was just an intellectual pissing contest. And when those come about, I just say, hey, I don't believe you. Prove me.
That was just an internet troll in audio.
Yeah.
He sounded just totally trolling, just being as condescending as possible. That was ridiculous.
I didn't understand his stance. Like, was he an atheist? Was he a theist? Or was he in between? And I mean, it was a lot of me. It was interesting. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
It was a lot of
and
stuff
see,
that
this
was interesting.
Is,
but,
this is, go ahead, Alphonse.
Oh, go ahead.
And see, this is what binds us as well, is the fact that, you know, whenever we come out as atheists, non-believers, or whatever we choose to call ourselves, it's like we do get these barrage of questions and attacks from believers who have not looked beyond their own point of view. They, you know, it's like they're taught to think that theirs is the only belief system or point of view that actually exists. So when someone comes up with something that is opposing or that is different to what they believe, you know, automatically they, you know, of course they get offended. Of course, when you say that there is no logical or empirical evidence of their God's existence, people have tried throughout the years, and again, the burden of proof is on them. They say that God exists. They have to prove. They have to prove it. And just telling us to believe in it or just to say, well, because I know it, is insufficient. And that's also what binds us.
It was too much rambling because first it went from an omnipotent being then to a creator. I'm like, are we talking about intelligent design or are we talking about a God from the Bible? Because you can't use references from the Bible and just say, well, I'm talking about a creator. So there's a lot of confusion.
Right.
I think you can learn so much that you can confuse yourself too.
Yeah.
We have area code 214 on the line. 214, are you there? 214?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Oh, no, wait. I didn't mean to. I was in queue. This is everybody's favorite Facebook friend, Terry. I was just listening to my headphones. I didn't know I was in queue. No, I didn't really have anything to say. I didn't mean to go in queue. I was just listening from the show from my headphones. But I guess since you got me here, I just want to say big ups to you. I think you already know my thoughts, man. I support you. I'm glad to see that a lot of men are calling, a lot of black men. I think that's real good to see. I think every caller you have so far, good black, so black males, and that's a really good look. But no, I didn't really mean to go into queue because I was just listening. I don't know how I got in queue, but big ups to you. You know how I feel about that.
Thanks so much, Terry.
We'll put you back on hold, Terry. Okay, hold on there. And we have area code 973 on the line. 973, may we ask who's calling?
This is King T again. I'm the same guy. I apologize if I offended anybody, but I was having a problem with the man who kept quoting the Bible and saying this. I'm not the one who said it was a scientific proof of what's in the Bible. I didn't say that, and I never said I was a believer. You know, that's why I got a little insensitive. Cause I was like, that doesn't even belong in the conversation. You're trying to prove that things in the Bible like archaeological evidence, and I take difference with that. You know,
the best thing to do is just say I don't believe you.
My thing with the brother, what fascinated me with the brother was that, like, sometimes I feel like the argument about atheists is that I think atheists believe in God more than other people, because it's almost like, you know, if you know people who really love kids they won't have a child because they know what goes into it, and they won't do it until they do it right. So to me, atheists are more believers than believers because they're not going to do it if it's not going to be done right. They don't, you know what I'm saying?
I kind of disagree.
You have more
Reason why is this, like, you got a lot of atheists that are similar to, like, Mandisa. And Mandisa, whatever, her background, not so much religious, but it's more, what's the word, Mandisa, you always say?
Well, I wasn't indoctrinated into religion. I was just exposed. I mean, I was raised as a black nationalist.
Black nationalist, which is not
a belief system, but it is.
No, it's, I just said background. That's all.
That's my background. I was never raised Christian, so there was never a God for me to discard.
Yeah, but then you got some atheists that have a science background, science or biology, architectural, and then you have some people like me that have a religious background. So I think that people want to push their knowledge so much to the point where it may come off like, you know, we do believe, but
because, to be honest with you,
I've had to, since I came out as a non-believer, I've had to defend my non-belief more than my belief. And I think the reason is that it's just the ratio as well, the ratio to believers and non-believers.
Well, I also get irritated at the stereotypical viewpoint of the atheist that it's all about science and we came from monkeys. And, like, I was an atheist before I even considered those arguments. I was an atheist before I even thought about evolution. I was an atheist because I couldn't believe in the God, and I couldn't believe in what the Bible was saying. So, you know, not all atheists come from that super science background. Some of us are non-believers simply because it's illogical.
No, that's what I was saying.
I just think that people
it's different ones, you know.
I don't think you can be an atheist if you're mad at, if you sound like you're mad at God. Cause a lot of atheists have they're like a chip, like they're mad at God. And if you, how can you mad at God?
How can I be mad at something I don't believe?
Because if it was a God, why would he sit here and let all this stuff happen?
That doesn't mean you're mad at the concept, though. It just means that it's, we're asking a question. That doesn't mean you're mad at
all. That's my whole point. I was just asking the question. I'm not mad at God because, like I said, I don't believe in him.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, what that is, that's not the atheist that's mad. That's the Christian that can't think of an answer to the question, projecting their anger onto the atheist.
That reason as a reason you don't believe in God, because you said there's no God, because why is he not doing anything? You know what
that's
I mean?
That's
part of what I said, though. That's only part of what
That's like saying there's a plumber, but you got your drain clogged, so it's like, well, where's the plumber? You know, the drain is clogged down here. There must not be a plumber if no one's unclogging it. And that's what I get from that question.
My thing is this. Everyone has a different definition of what truth is, and I think they discard that from what actually is reality and will accept truth wherever they want to, and that's not what the case is. You have to be logical with yourself. Like, I used to think that I could talk to God until I had to be honest with myself and say, that is my fucking conscience. That is my conscience telling me to do good. It's no higher being telling me what to do that is good or bad. So, I mean, that's my whole viewpoint of it. It's not about, like, hypothetical questions, what if God could do this or what if God could do that. I looked at the Bible and read it because, you know, I was training to be a minister. I read the Bible plenty of times, but I actually sat down and read it for face value just like any other book. And I was like, well, just as a logical human being, that's fucked up. And after counting, the dead poll, the devil didn't kill as many people as God either killed or ordered. So, and I don't believe in it. Like, I don't believe any of that happened. But if that were true, why would I want to? That was my whole thing, accepting what is not true.
A true free thinker can state, I don't know if there's a God. That's a true free thinker.
Mm.
You can say, I don't know if there's a God.
No, not necessarily.
That's a true free thinker.
No, it's not. That's an agnostic.
For that possibility.
No,
that's an agnostic.
Your mind off, you're not really thinking.
That's
you don't understand the difference between atheism and agnostic. That's two different questions. Let me ask you this. Do you know if there's a God?
No, I do not.
Okay, so you don't know. You're an agnostic. Do you believe in God?
I
do you believe in God? No.
I
yes
don't
or no? You believe in God?
No. I don't believe in God as most people believe what God is.
Then you are an atheist.
Like,
I
may
love
be a creator.
When people do that.
Then you are an atheist.
May be a creator.
Okay, I think it might be time to shut this down again.
of course, because
yeah,
you're,
yeah.
you're not free thinking. Because you're not free thinking.
That's actually
what?
Incorrect.
Moving on. Guys.
Moving on.
Otherwise,
I'm
just
going
to put everybody on hold. So, moving on.
Moving on like a Christian would,
moving
like a good
on.
Christian would move on to avoid the argument.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hi, Deja,
hey.
What's up, man?
Here
huh?
we go.
What's up?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
So there we go. We're going to put a couple of people on hold here. Let's see here. You know, because I didn't put the names in, so I'm not quite sure, but yeah.
Am
no,
I on hold?
No, you're still there, Alphonse.
Okay, because I think it was a confusion of agnosticism and atheism. I always get that.
I agree.
Like, agnosticism and belief are two different things, so that's why I asked him. I didn't want to be, you know, come off too rude, but I think he needed that. I think he really needs that.
Yeah.
Right. And we have a few more callers on the line here, so let's try to include everyone so they can tell us about their groups. We have 904 on the line. Are you there, 904?
904 is on the line. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Bev. What?
Hello,
what?
Dr. Bev.
Emotions are us.
Hit that button, buddy.
I have been listening to you guys from the very beginning of the show, and I did my best. I really tried hard not to call in and say something. But after that last pissing contest, I had to lend a feminine voice to the conversation. I am Dr. Bev. I live in Florida. I identify myself as a free thinker. That is the topic of the day. Furthermore, I congratulate you and all of your co-hosts for sharing knowledge, education, and compassion. Wonderful insight, caller, into the observation that there were many black males calling in. Thank you very much for noticing that. That was a wonderful observation. Simply fabulous. But yes, black men who have...
Yes, someone, can you mute your background? Whoever has all of that activity. Can you
mute your background. Mute your phone.
Soundtrack. That's not me.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Dr. Bell.
Okay. As I was saying, I'm Dr. Bev. I'm in Florida. I identify as a free thinker. I want to congratulate you and all of your co-hosts for sharing the knowledge, education, and being so compassionate as you share. I think it was a wonderful insight of one of your callers to say that he was happy about the number of black males calling into the show. I think it's simply fabulous. Being the mother of a 35-year-old intelligent, high IQ black male son, I know that there are many more of you out there. So thank you for calling in and speaking up on this show. And furthermore, I want to thank the show for making this modality every Sunday available to us. I love the show, and just please keep up the good work. Emotions are us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bev. We appreciate it. You know, Dr. Bev has her show on Tuesdays. Do you mind sharing that information, Dr. Bev?
Yes, you can find me at www.drbevmentalhealth.com, or you can simply go to Google and just Google Dr. Bev, all one word, D-R, B as in Beverly, E, V as in Victory. Thank you so much for letting me share that. You're so kind.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you for calling in. And we want to get these last few people in who have called in.
Yes, sir.
Whoever is on the line, please mute your phone. If you have any background noise, please mute your phone.
That is crazy. That's a whole soundtrack.
Right. Okay, that's interesting. And because I can't quite tell who it is without muting everyone.
It's not 989.
Okay.
It's quiet over here. I was cooking and everything. It's not me.
Okay, very good. We're going to pull in area code 614. 614, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, may we ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Asani Carter. I am a student at Rice State University, and actually from Dayton. And I identify myself as a free thinker. I'm not a part of any organization.
Okay, awesome.
But I am a free thinker. And whoever you had in the line previous to Dr. Bev was a nut job.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Evidence?
You said what?
You said before Dr. Bev, or are you saying
before Dr. Bev. No,
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Bev is a friend of the show.
I'm a big bone person.
I'm not going to tell you a nut job, but they got a lot of. They have a wild imagination. That's my new thing. They have a wild imagination.
I mean, because
I've talked to even crazier stuff. So,
I mean, well, yes, true. And I have too. I mean, okay. If that archaeological evidence is out there, where is it? I mean, I would think that it would be on scientific journals. It would be reported widely in the news. You know, hey, these big bones exist, and we've seen angels too. It hasn't happened, doesn't exist. Angels are a product of fairy tales, mythology.
And Disney.
What'd you say?
I said, and Disney.
And Disney, all Disney. Right.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
I was going to say something. You know, it's something I kind of thought about, you know. Me, everybody knows I think a bit too much sometimes, so just bear with me. But if we're saying that God designed angels to be men with big wings, then it doesn't make sense, because if you look at the way he designed birds to be aerodynamic when they fly, to the point where they tuck their feet behind them and underneath them, and their feathers are designed just right to reduce drag and create as much lift as possible, then a man flying with his feet dangling is a stupid design in the first place.
That's deep.
So.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have took it that far, but that is really deep. Like, I'm going to use that in an argument, for real.
I like that.
I'm going to use that in an argument. I think, like everyone wants to believe in something. Like, I take that back. Not so much everyone, but you have certain people that want to believe in things, and to the point where they create, you know, they manipulate their own imagination and kind of force parameters around their thoughts and say, this is how it's going to be. And all they're doing is creating their own golden calf, I like to say. Their own religion.
Remember, that's what they're taught. Because not only are they told to speak things that be not as though they were, so you can speak whatever you want into whatever existence. And, you know, as I've stated in the past, in some cases it seems as though it cultivates and fosters an environment of dysfunction, and it encourages some of them that have mental health issues not to seek the help that they desperately need. What they do is they project that onto others, and it's absolutely interesting. Someone in the chat room, Stabby, said he was starting to walk around and wondering what was wrong with everybody. He was questioning everyone's sanity. Stabby, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. You know, many of us have been like, am I the only one who sees this? This is not normal behavior. This is not normal. Why are all of these people acting as though this is normal? But it goes back to that group thing. But, again, you know, it's been interesting. Interesting, because once you walk away from religion and you start taking, you know, a different look at it and looking at it from a more secular perspective, if you will, you start to realize how ridiculous it all sounds.
Yes.
And sometimes I'm embarrassed that I was a part of it. Go ahead, dear.
Oh, yeah. Also, like, that question was asked, like, how did we come to atheism? Like, in a quick couple sentences with me, I just looked at cultures as a whole. And the main ones were the Sumerians. At least they were honest and said that it was myths. They didn't claim for their gods to be true. They said that they used that to learn and create language. So, I looked at it as gods are based on your culture. It's based on their interpretation on how life exists. And that's why it's different religions. That's just pretty much summed it up. It's nothing logical behind it.
Exactly. Well, we got a couple more callers. Let's try to get them in because I want to make sure everyone has a chance to tell us where they are, who they are, what organizations they represent. We have area code 443 on the line, and may we ask who's calling? 443?
It's Raina. Hi.
Hey, Raina.
Hey, what's
Raina
going
Rhodes.
On? I guess, I wanted to comment on something that was said, I think, by the Sid guy or whatever he calls himself. He said something about us being angry or what have you, and also said something about us making an argument about God from how we think the world should be or something like that. And my feeling is this: if you want to say that there's a God and that he's all good or whatever, or you want to say there's a God, fine. You say there's a God. You haven't made any of the descriptors. You want to say that there's a God and he's all good, that's a problem. Because if I give you a box of salt and I ask you to look for sugar in it, there should be no sugar in the box. The only way that there should be sugar in the box is if someone put it there. You can only find something there if it's put there in the first place. So the only reason that evil can exist is if it was created by the same one that was creating good.
Exactly.
That's the point.
And to back up what you're saying, it even states in the Bible that God created both good and evil. It's stated, and I know this is not Bible study, but I'm going to give you the scripture because I have this argument often. It's Isaiah 45 and 7. In Isaiah 45 and 7, it specifically states that good and evil was created by God. So I ask Christians all the time, he created his own problem, so why is he mad?
Exactly. But no, I mean, and it's not that we're angry. We're not angry with being angry with God for me would be like being angry with Peter Pan. I'm not angry with Peter Pan. You know what I mean? I'm angry with people who say that because they believe in Peter Pan that there are things that the rest of us need to be adhering to, and I disagree with that. I think
I'm not completely. I'm not completely devoid of anger. I'm not angry at God. I'm more angry at a lot of his believers, especially in the way they use, not only the way they use religion, but the things
that
they use religion for. You know what I'm saying? Well, I wouldn't contradict you, Randy. We cool.
I know.
especially when you, from the time I'm looking at, like, when I'm reading, I've mentioned this before, when I'm reading about, because I'm a history buff, reading about the death toll in World War II. How we're talking about 10 plus million Russians, civilian and military, about 8 plus million Germans, civilian and military, about 6 plus million Jews, and then countless other people. And I was supposed to look at that and then see that somebody else said, "Praise the Lord, I just got me a new computer." You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm supposed to look at that and not be upset about that. I'm supposed to look at somebody and say, "Hey, my aunt is in the hospital. Send up prayer. Done. Pray. I'm praying. I'm done. You're in my prayer." Okay. If that's the case, why are they in the hospital? If it's that simple, why are you in the hospital? You shouldn't be in the hospital. You know? And so it goes from the extreme to the minute, but it still is like it goes from anger to irritation that people can still use it the way that they do, especially to do acts of evil, like with Sharia law and whatnot with the Muslims and stuff like that. I cannot look at that and not feel anger that you can devalue somebody just because you believe your God says to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very
exactly.
good conversation.
something that we've all kind of dealt with, having our issues with, you know, the people that call themselves God representatives. So in this case, we're talking about Christians, those that follow Christ and their behavior and what they try to impose on the rest of us. And I believe that's the issue that most of us have. I mean, how can we be angry at something we don't believe in, whether that's God or the devil? That's like getting angry at an inanimate object. It's just, it doesn't make any logical sense.
Yeah, but, and this is also a major point that I, well, something major I come across is interpretation. Like why you just can't read it for face value? Like, it was written for a time that was meant for that time, but yet you can read it now and claim it to be true, but you have to interpret it. Like, if you have to interpret it, you're using your logic. I mean, you know how to logically think. Anytime you can look at something and to make an interpretation, you're basically using a logical thought. Because if you're saying doing something wrong, you're going to interpret it in a way that is right. So.
Right, right. Well, we have a couple of more people on the line. I'm just going to add the next three callers. We have area code 585. We have area code 314, and we have Foundry on the line as well. And for those of you who don't know, Raina has a blog. Raina, please tell them about it.
What was that?
I don't know, but I'm glad they muted themselves. Go ahead, Raina.
All right. Well, I have a blog called Roads to Reality. It's on WordPress. It's mainly a skeptical blog. I just recently did a couple of blogs about the quack nut job herbalist, Dr. Sabi, also known as Alfred Bowman, who claims to cure HIV, cancer, and a whole host of other diseases with herbal compounds without a shred of scientific evidence behind it. So give it a look. You can probably Google it. Dr. Sabi, the snake oil salesman, one of the titles. So it's easy to find.
Excellent, excellent, fantastic. And when Raina, when she posts new blogs, because I'm on the mailing list, I try to post them on my wall, and if I don't do it, she does it. So you can find it there when she does publish her latest articles that she puts up. So, yeah, definitely we want you all to check out her blog. She has a lot of valuable information out there that can help you guys. And another blog that I personally enjoy is Black Woman Thinks. That is Z Harris, and she's based over in London, England, and I enjoy her blog as well. She's the other Black Free Thinkers on Facebook. She's the one from the UK. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you all check them out as well. And there are a lot of different, you know, blogs out there that you all can participate in. Raina is a neuroscientist, so her perspective comes from a different purview, but it's always excellent, always excellent, always gives you something to look into and something to make you examine yourself and make you want to go out and do more research, so we thank her for that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's my Facebook friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
My Facebook friend,
yeah.
You do, you put a lot of interesting stuff on there, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, again, you know, we thank her. She's, you know, she's been supportive from day one, and we appreciate it. And, you know, you all just check her out. And we have area code 585. May we ask who's calling? 585, are you there?
It's God.
Oh. Yeah, go ahead. Who's calling? Okay, put you back on hold there. 314. You're on.
That was God, I'm telling you.
Area code 314. May we ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Pionk again. Who that said something about angels?
Oh, no. Mario was saying that he couldn't understand the concept behind angels.
Could y'all imagine? I'm going to ask y'all. Could y'all imagine big fat ass T.D. Jakes flying over your head with little feathers on his back? That would be turn. Or Eddie Long swoop down and take your kids. Let's talk about some angels, man. I would have my shotgun out walking around looking up in the street in the air for him. But when you get to thinking about some of these things that say it, it just don't make no
yeah.
sense.
Right.
Have one
it's quite comical.
Over you.
It's quite comical, to be honest. And, you know, unfortunately, it's like, you know, a lot of theists and religious people, they don't want you to make fun of, they're quick to denounce atheists and non-believers, but as soon as you point out how ridiculous their beliefs are, they are extremely offended.
You're attacking me, yeah. Well,
right. It's like,
I'm
yeah.
like, we're not attacking you. You're being disagreed with. That's all.
Exactly.
Okay. Like Coca-Cola and you don't, you know.
Exactly. Hey, we have Eric Cole 612 on the line joining us. I think this is GE. Are you there, 612?
Yes, I am finally here.
Hey.
I'm getting in there, and it's kind of complicated. A lot of good topics and subjects, and as gender inequality, I would like to say my actual name is Carla Perry. Because I'm a
Facebook friend.
Okay. Well, I do like to create a lot of dissent, but great topics, and I would like to thank you guys for supporting me and my efforts and being there for me. And you know, here in Minnesota, there's probably like 5 black atheists, and I've gone to Duluth and Rochester in atheist land, and well, it's kind of hard. Say that. Minnesota is great, though.
You always have cool Facebook pictures. You always have nice Facebook pictures.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. But I just like to add, you know, that you guys have done a great, great job. I mean, for people like Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Minnesota, where there are not a lot of black free thinkers, but there are a lot of Christians. It can be hell, and I'm literally saying that it has been a rough job. But you guys have managed to smooth a lot of things over for me personally, and I'm sure a lot of other people, and the few that black atheists that are here, free thinkers, I won't say that because some of them are not exactly atheists. I'm more of a secular humanist with an emphasis on atheism. Is that okay?
If it's fine with you, it's fine with us.
You want to pee. You're going to...
I've been a secular humanist since I was 16, and to be as old as I am now and finally find people that think like me, I no longer feel like an anomaly. I don't feel the constraints or constrictions, and it's almost brought me to tears and overwhelming to find other people that care, that feel like and think like I do, whether we agree or disagree. It is the love that is what I have been looking for a long time. And I thank you guys.
And we thank
awesome.
You. You know,
yeah.
We definitely thank you. Because, you know, we're inclusive. We want everyone to call in. Even if you are a believer, we have no qualms with you calling in. Again, you know, basically... we just want it to be respectful. If you ask us a question, we'll answer it. If we ask you a question, please answer it. Don't answer it with another question. But, again, you know, it's all about dialogue, and it's all about showing each other some support and some compassion and some love, because we want everyone to advance, and we want everyone to get out there and make themselves known and, you know, answer people's questions and just grow as an individual. You know, how can you help someone else and help someone else grow if you're not growing yourself? So, again, not only are we focused on, you know, non-believers, we're focused on believers as well, but we just want people to grow and come into themselves. And, you know, that's you know, pretty much it. So, yeah, you know, we welcome everyone to call into the show and to be part of this. And, you know, it's been a really interesting. It's been a good year. It's been a very good year. And we anticipate next year being, you know, even better. So we're just excited about what the future holds for all of us. We're starting to get more press. And, Mandy, tell them a little bit about your interview with CNN.
Oh, yes, I did post the link in the chat room. I was interviewed by a CNN reporter along with Mario, Dominique, and Ben Burchill, who was the my fellow co-founder of Black Nonbelievers of Atlanta. It talked about being Black atheists and living in the South and our experiences, and especially me as a mom and a wife and having a family. You know, at times it can be very interesting, and you know, just the level of religiosity here in the South. I know a few of us can speak to that. I've seen a few people say that's the same. That's the case in the Midwest as well, is that it is automatically assumed that because you are Black, and especially if you are a Black female, that you are Christian in particular. And sometimes we have to struggle with, do we say that, no, I'm a non-believer, and get hit with a slew of questions and such and be interviewed ourselves? Or if do we just, you know, keep quiet and just say, you know. And it basically, you know, we basically said why we started the group, the organization, because we know there are so many people out there who struggle with religious family members, coworkers, and such, and they feel trapped. They feel like they can't say anything. They feel like there's no one around them. And we need to let them know that they're not alone, and that if they are looking for an option and looking for a place to congregate and network and support system, then we're here for that.
Exactly. And you're right about the Midwest. It's rare to see people of color, whether it's Black or Latino or Asian or what have you, stating that they are non-believers. And, you know, even me personally, since I've, you know, totally come out, you know, I've been receiving some opposition, which is fine. You know, I was anticipating that, you know, having whole sermons preached about me, not just one, but 3-4 Sundays in a row, which I find quite humorous, and I don't know if that's my narcissistic side coming out or not. But, you know, you know, basically, you know, we're going to have opposition, and that's the reason, one of the reasons for this show, so that we can show some support to each other, we can help each other through and kind of show others, you know, what's coming, what's happening. And, you know, again, we have to support each other, and it's not easy. This is not easy. This is not an easy walk. But just to kind of share an anecdote with you guys, that someone told me the other day, they shared with me that a Black woman had quit her job, stating that she was going to focus on her church full time for the simple fact that she sees the rise in Black atheism, and she's concerned about that. So just to kind of let you guys know, we are making an impact. We are making an impact. We just have to continue on, continue doing what we're doing, and moving on, because, you know, changes are coming, people are opening their eyes, people are listening, and, you know, you may think that someone isn't paying attention to you or listening. Trust me, they're listening. And because I've dealt with some believers who have become dissatisfied believers or agnostic or what have you, whatever title they embrace, when we plant those seeds, they go back, they think about it, and they listen, because in many cases they've had some of the same concerns or some of the issues or some of the same questions. They just never heard anyone else express it. So continue to express yourselves freely and share your information with people. And, I mean, we're making an impact. Look at what's been happening. New York Times article and, you know, again, the CNN interview. And we had Mario Stanton and Ronell on the show last week. You can find that in archives as well. So you guys can go back and listen to that show. But I just want to tell each and every last one of you that you're doing a fantastic job. Keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, we have a long road ahead, but we can do it because, you know, it's my opinion that we're pioneering a new path, and we just have to keep on. And it's just important that we show some solidarity, some support to one another, because there are going to be days when, you know, we will have to carry someone because, you know, the road is, they just can't walk it themselves, and that's fine, and that's what we're here for. But we got to keep pushing on. So, you guys, it's been great, and I thank you for being a part of this with me and allowing me to be a part of your lives. You're appreciated.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. And, you know, again, go ahead, dear.
You know, I have to say, like I said earlier, that this has really been a very important year for me in 2011 because I've met, when I first got on Facebook, I ran into a lot of people from Conyers that I grew up and went to school with. And so I was still lonely on Facebook because I didn't know anybody else who thought religion was bullshit. And so I ran into a few more people, and I ran into a friend who knew Mandela, and then that hooked up into DNOA. And when I found out there were more black atheists, I friended every black atheist. I friended every atheist I could find. I joined so many black atheist groups. And then as the year went on, I began to settle more and more into my atheism and become more comfortable with it. And it was all through this incredible social medium that has allowed us to all network with each other and exchange ideas and become more understanding of what we believe. And I'm very thankful for the incredible people I've met, not just with DNOA, but Kim and everybody else, even the atheists I've met who taught me that atheists can be complete assholes too. I'm loving being a free thinker. I'm loving being an atheist. I'm loving everybody I've met, and it's all good.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year for me too. I mean, this is my first, like, I guess, 4 year as being an outward atheist. Like, I struggled with it for years and was just a skeptic and never claimed that, I was still believing in, a creator and the type of stuff. But the social media really helped me out. And also, it let me see different, type of atheists too, because you have those types that will argue you under the floor. I think they just live to argue. They really...
Right.
They know every type of fallacy there is on earth. I'm just like,
right.
Well, that's a
right.
Straw man fallacy. That's this type of fallacy. I was like, oh, okay. So I learned a lot of my arguing techniques just from talking to them on Facebook. And then you have your, type of laid back people that's just, okay, I don't believe. That's the only thing we have in common, and that's the only thing we should have in common. Now we could talk amongst each other and, gain information or get, some type of common knowledge about things. But, so I've learned a lot in this year.
Excellent.
Awesome.
That's what it's all about. It's about learning and growing as an individual. Because, again, how can we share information and help other people if we can't grow as an individual and help ourselves? So that's a wonderful thing, and to be able to, say for yourself that you see the growth in you, that's fantastic. I see growth in, all of us, in different areas of our lives. Yeah, so it's been absolutely fantastic. And, again, I'm just looking forward to next year, me and Mandy, with some of the plans that we have, and just it's turning out to be a very wonderful ride. And again, I just thank everyone, that's been here supportive of us. We thank the callers, we thank the people that frequent the chat room, even the ones that only come every once in a while, we thank you too.
Mm-hmm.
We thank the people to the archives. We just, we thank you for the support and the encouragement. And, again, Mandy, we're down to our last 2 minutes. Mandy, tell them again where you're going to be next weekend.
Next weekend, I will be speaking at the American Atheist Regional Atheist Meet in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, at the Sheridan Cypress Creek. From December 16th through the 18th is the duration of the meeting. Hope you can join us. If you live in the Fort Lauderdale area or if you're in Florida, please try to join us. Thank you.
Excellent.
I need to speak so well, too.
Oh, stop it. Thank you.
No, I'm just playing. I listened to that debate again, that Christian debate, I was like, wow, I would have been embarrassed if I was that other guy.
Exactly. But, we're all learning, we're all growing. That's one of the good parts about this show, is that everyone has a chance to, sharpen their teeth, if you will, basically, to strengthen your arguments. And that's one of the reasons why I don't necessarily cut off some of these other people, for the simple fact that we're going to hear some of those same arguments. And when we hear it, this gives us a chance to kind of process it and, if need be, do some research and to be able to refute what they bring us. Because I can put them on hold here, but you can't necessarily put someone on mute or hold in real life. So, again, you know, that's just something for you to think about, because we will be dealing with these people face-to-face, especially if we're doing community outreach. They will be directly in our faces. So we need to know how to argue our points or make our arguments. So that's one of the reasons why I kind of let them go through and say whatever it is they need to say. Even though we've heard all of this all before, there are some people who haven't. So it's a learning experience. Just look at it as a learning experience. We're down to our last 30 seconds. Again, we are here to challenge you to think and live for yourself, not convert you. And this is the place where we what?
We'll also walk by sight, not faith.
Not by faith.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And everybody, thank you. Next week we're going to have MC Free Thought on. The week after that, which is Christmas Day, the Sunday after that Christmas Day, is our Festivus show. So we will be doing the airing of grievances. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Have a good one.
All right.